Orsa Chula Perk Tezayan. Os Aleph. With the Kochav next to it.
Perk Tezayan?
Yeah.
You got a Kochav Aleph?
Kochav Aleph. Rav Kook writes, Echad mi ha-yesodos shel ha-tshuva, one of the foundational aspects of tshuva, v'machshavto shel adam hu, hakaras ha-achrayos shel adam al ma'asav. One of the foundational aspects of tshuva, one of the most prominent parts of tshuva, is that a person comes and takes achrayos for his own actions. Rav Huttner writes that at the end of time, one of the big fears in the world is going to be a trend towards a certain denying of human free will, of a person's ability to choose. That's kind of what we have now, Zach. Yeah. Rav Huttner writes that based on the Ramban, that the Ramban explains that in the times of the future to come, there will be an abrogation, so to speak, of free will, because our natural propensity to do good will be elevated to a place where it's not only deeply rooted in the human soul, but it will be revealed. It will actually be revealed. To the point that we'll always be trying to choose what the Ratzon Hashem is. We return to a state of constantly trying to choose Ratzon Hashem in the same way that Adam and Chava before the Chet were predisposed to choose that which is the Ratzon Hashem. It's because, as the Ramban explains, in the future we're going to lose that Bechira. So there's an Or Chozer, so to speak, from that Bechira-less existence of Lasid Lavo. Excuse me. And in this world, towards the end, as we're nearing that time, there's a kfira in the world of people trying to say that we don't have free choice, which is why science, both the humanities and the hard sciences, you know, the more psychology, sociology type of sciences and biology as well, are trying to. The biggest news items are that we're trying to say that basically we are what we are because we were born that way, and there's nothing we can do about it, and we can't overcome it, and there's a very limited amount of free choice that we have, if any. Every once in a while, there are little bumps in the road in the other direction, you know, from the scientific community. But more or less, the world is telling us, just give in to who you are, you know, what you feel is right, and what you think you are is what you are. What you think you are is what you are. And these are serious things. There are people who suffer from some of these things. I'm not trying to make light of that. But I don't know. I'm not into talking about politics in the world. Maybe that's a shortcoming in my. Rabbi Nachman used to talk about the news, and he would talk about what's going on in the world, and he would tie it into what's going on, but that's really what it is. The fact that people can choose their gender and choose their identification in terms of who they want to marry, and the fact that people get off the hook from all types of crimes because, you know, they have a predisposition towards theft or this or that. So the world is attacking the yisod of tshuva known as bechira. That a person takes recognition and takes stock of his actions and says, you know what? It's my responsibility. It's my responsibility. The Gemara, one of the first Gemaras that I learned when I was Shana Aleph, we were learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, and I was in Rabbi Eli Marcus's shir at the time, and we learned the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. It's a famous Gemara that everybody's familiar with. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya was a started as Eliezer ben Derdaya, a man who had a predisposition towards Arayos. The Gemara says that there wasn't a single There wasn't a single woman who was offering her services in that way, who he had not gone to visit, except that he one time heard that there was this lady who was in a far-flung place, and he was Mamish Moser Nefesh. The Maharal explains, Maharal says he saved up money, and he crossed seven oceans, and he literally was Mekayim, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshcha, B'chol Me'odecha, Afilu Hunot Alas Nafshcha, B'chol Mamoncha, Mamish, everything. So the Maharal points out, he gave, you know, body and soul to go to be with this lady. And when he got there, he had a moment of his orus. He recognized that what he did was, he had made a terrible error. Whatever happened, happened, and he came to the conclusion that he had lived a life where he was being controlled by his desires, instead of taking, like Rav Kook says, the yisod of tshuva, where he took achrayas, ahakara, for an achrayas on his maisim. Rav Chaim Friedlander points out that, Yosef Sey Chaim, that what happened next was that the Gemara, Rav Elazar ben Dodaya, turned to the mountains and the hills, he turned to the stars, the moon and the sun, he turned all over the place and he started asking, he said, you know, sun and moon, won't you pray for me? And they said, we can't pray for you, we have to daven for ourselves. Because the Pesukim say that in the time of the world to come, the sun is going to melt and the moon is going to be embarrassed and ashamed, they have to daven for themselves. And the hills and the mountains, they have to daven for themselves. Hashem's going to be bokeh harim, he's going to split apart the mountains. Until finally, the husband of Daya recognizes, Einu talu elabi, it's only dependent on me, no one's going to daven for me, I have to daven for myself. And the Gemara talks about how the husband of Daya had a hakara of Einu talu elabi, I'm responsible for my own actions. And when he did that, he ended up sitting on the floor and crying himself to a state of tshuva, until finally, having returned to a state of utter purity, his soul expired. And a baskel came out and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya is mezuman l'chayim haba. And Rabbi started crying that a person could be mekabel his own haba b'vasa achas in a single son. That's the Gemara. So Rav Chaim Friedlander explained that this strange back and forth that happens between Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya and all of creation when he's attempting to do tshuva, is that first Rav Elazar ben Derdaya looks to the sun and the moon and the stars and he says, you know, I was born under the wrong astrological sign. I was born under the wrong astrological sign. Like the Gemara says, someone who's born under Mars has a propensity for blood. And then he realized, you know what, I can't blame it on the time that I was born. And he looked around at the hills and the valleys that surrounded him. He said, you know, maybe it's the place that I live in. If only I would have been born in, you know, in Meisharim or Bnei Brak. Instead, I was born in Scarsdale or Manhattan or someplace that's, you know, I had cable television growing up. What was I going to do? Baruch Hashem, we didn't in the Weinberg family. But I had all these challenges that were due to my surroundings of the, not only the time that I grew up in, but the places that I grew up in, and the family that I grew up in, and this and that. And until finally, he realized, you know, tell the other be, I can't blame it on anybody but myself. And what happens next, which is why Rav Kook is so beautiful, probably going to have to split this into two different times, because there's two paragraphs here, and they're somewhat related, but they're also somewhat disconnected. What happens next is the most amazing thing. And when a person takes achrayas, when we throw away that kfira that Rav Kutner was talking about, that kfira of there is no bechir chashis and I'm completely born in the nature that I'm born in, I can't nurture myself into a state of being a tzaddik, of revealing the inner tzaddik. Shabbat mitoch emunah habechir hachashis shel adam. A person takes achrayas because he begins to believe in the human being's ability to choose, to be a free choosing being. The Rishonim discuss and argue what exactly is Tzelem Elokim that we were endowed with. All of them are really some variation on the theme of we have Bechir Chafshis. We have Bechir Chafshis. That Bechir Chafshis is expressed through our free speech, that our ability to speak and to be able to say creative things, not just to copy, like certain animals even can copy human speech, but it's only on the level of copying. Whether that's our ability to choose between right and wrong. to choose between din and rachamim. All these things are expressions of our ability to choose. And this is the whole Indian of vidoy, which is mechubar to mitzvah tshuva. We mentioned once before that the Rambam does not have the mitzvah of tshuva as a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs, but he does count vidoy as a mitzvah. There's a commandment to say vidoy. What is the commandment of vidoy? That really is taking the reins. In a mitzvah tshuva, shemoda ha'adam she'ein shum inyan echad. She'ein shum inyan echad. She'yesh la'ashim la'achet v'totzosav. When I say vidoy and I say Hashem nu, Bagad nu, Gazal nu, Dibar nu dofi, when I take achrayus for it and I say, we are doing the wrong things because we are doing the wrong things, not because there's some external force which is leeching onto me and enforcing me to do that. So then an amazing thing happens, right? We'll hear Kuk talks about more at length in the second paragraph of this. Probably wait for a different day to do, but what Cook talks about in the second paragraph is that almost paradoxically, when a person takes achrayas and says, Hashem nu, Bagad nu, Gazal nu, we sinned, we did it. It wasn't someone else, it wasn't some external force that was causing us to do it. So then, afterwards, what happens? What does the Rambam write? The Rambam says that after we're overcome with this feeling of, you know, like the Rambam says, Darkei Tshuva, after a person does Tshuva, the Darkei Tshuva is that you do Shinui Shem. You change your name. Ki'ilu to say, I'm not the person who did those Averis. Not because I am absolving myself of having done those things, but dafka because I took Achrayas for them. That, meaning, this is really Rav Kook, if we want to say, Ech ben a neshama from Rabbi Nachman, that Rav Kook is in many ways reflecting some of the teachings of Rabbi Nachman before him. So this is Rabbi Nachman's imata ma'min sheicholim lekalkel ta'min sheicholim letakein. That in the moment that you recognize that it is you, that it's dafka you, who are able to lekalkel, it's specifically you who are the one who has the power to be mekalkel. So then, in that moment, you recognize, well, if I have the ability to be mekalkel, so then it's the same I which can be mekalkel that can be metakein, that can fix. If you believe you can break, you can believe that you can fix. And ironically, in the very moment that you stop blaming everything around you, that's the moment when you can say, you know what? That wasn't the real me who did that aver. Because so long as I'm trying to say, it wasn't the real me who did that aver because it was some external force that forced me to do it, I'm not really dealing with the fact that it was some misplaced expression of me that did the avera. But in a chanami, that wasn't the real me. Shinui shem is dar mi darkei tshuva. That's part of tshuva. And the moment that I take achrayas and I become a bal achrayas on my own decisions, is the moment that I have shinoi shame and I can say, you know what, that wasn't the real expression of me. It was me who did it. I'm not trying to pass the buck to someone else. But in that moment, I take the reins and I say, imani, if I believe that I could break something, so then I can believe that I can fix it as well. With this, when a person is able to do this shinoi shem and say, it was me who did it, but it wasn't the real me who did it. I take responsibility, there's no one outside of me. So then, he clarifies, mevaretz, that's a good word. He clarifies for himself as chofesh ritzono v'otzim micholto as sidrei chayav u'masav. He begins to say, if I'm the one who did that chet, then I'm the only one who can bring myself out of it and reorganize my life in a way to make sure that I don't do that again. U'mitoch kach u'mafana l'fanav as haderech l'shuv el Hashem. And immediately, the way to return to God opens itself. Mafana l'fanav. It opens itself. It turns itself towards him. To organize his life, to put his life in order, I'll pee the Seder HaTov. Asher yakir shehu mutzlach ba'ado, kasher yishav memekor hadas. He recognizes that, as Rav Kook says in the next line, hamischaber al kedushas or haTorah hamashivas nefesh. He recognizes that the Seder HaOlam, the Seder of life, which is encased within the Torah, that he has the ability to turn that document towards him and to, through that remarkable document called the Torah, to change himself for the better. The reason that the Torah begins with Bereishis Bara Elokim, in the beginning Hashem created the world, so you know the famous Rashi. What's the famous Rashi? The famous Rashi is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, created the world. And when the nations of the world come and say, you stole Eretz Yisrael from us, so then we'll be able to say back, no, no, no. Hashem created the world. Whoa, hold on a second. Hashem created the world. Hashem is the Baal. Hashem is the Baal Bais here. And Hashem chose to give you the world. And Hashem chooses to give us the world. Hashem is a Baal Bechira. Hashem is a chooser. Hashem chose to give you the world. And Hashem, in turn, chose to take it from you and give it to us. That's the Lashem of Rashi. Hashem is a Baal Bechira. But in a certain really amazing way, Mahu Af'ata, just like Hashem is a Baal Bechira, so too we are. The beginning of the Torah is basically telling us, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ve'Es Haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. Hashem is the creator of the entire world. And with this document that Hashem gives us, He makes you the creator of your entire world. Hashem gives you the ability to be a Baal Bechira as well. Which is why, don't come to me, says Hashem, and say, I can't do something. Because just like this world was created using this document, the Torah, so you can look back into this document. In other words, it's a preamble to the whole Torah. You might say, Hashem, how can you tell me in Sefer Shmos Vayikra Bamidbar and Devarim to do X, Y, and Z? To not be desirous of what my friend has? How can you command me not to be Masig Gvul? How can you command me not to steal? How can you command me, how could you command me to control my kinataiva and kavod in your Torah? I was born with certain predispositions. I was born with certain desires. The answer is, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ve'Es Haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world at every second. And using this document called the Torah, so a person is able to look back into the Torah and to recreate himself again. To reorganize the Sidrei HaChayim, to take the letters of the Torah and to reorganize his life. Rav Simcha Bonim of Pshitzchel pointed out that we find ourselves now in the month of Av. We find ourselves in the month of Av. I think we mentioned once before, the Gemara says, better to walk behind a lion than to walk behind a woman. And the Svarma Kedoshim explain that that's an allusion to the fact that it's better to do tshuva in the month of the lion, Av, which is the constellation of the Aryeh, than to wait until the month of the Besula, which is Elul. Start getting ready for tshuva now. Rav Simcha Bonim of Pshitzchel, I think I first saw it in Siach Sarfei Kodesh. In Siach Sarfei Kodesh, Rav Simcha Bonim of Pshitzchel pointed out that the reason that the month is called Menachem Av is that the ultimate comfort for the Jewish people is, as some of you know, I have a deep affection for the letters of the Aleph Beis. So Menachem Av, what comforts us in this time period is the Aleph Beis. Menachem Aleph Beis. But what comforts us is getting back to the letters of the Aleph Beis. And that means a lot of different things at a lot of different times. But what it means for right now, for what we're studying with Rav Kook, is that the Simcha of Av, is that when everything is broken down, when everything is broken and seems to be falling apart, so that's the moment when you can begin to say, you know what, the letters of the Aleph Beis have a Seder. There's a Seder to the life. And just like I can mix up the letters and put them in the wrong order, so the simcha, the comfort of Av, is being able again, and that's why Eicha is over and over again, Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, the letters of the Aleph Beis are in order, and sometimes not in order to show that things are backwards, but the moment that we take achrayas on our actions, we can begin to be Masada, the letters of the Aleph Beis again, and that's the comfort of saying, my life may be expressing itself in a jumbled up letters of the Aleph Beis right now, but the job of tzaddikim, like the Degel Machane Ephraim points out, that the job of tzaddikim is to take the letters of the Aleph Beis as they come down into the world in a jumbled fashion, and to realize that you're in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just sending down koch. But how they come out with koal, how you're makabel, those kochos, is up to you. As the Sfarim famously point out, that we have all the time, like it says in Sefer Yetzirah, there's nothing worse than nega, and there's nothing greater than oneg. Nothing worse than nega, which means some sort of blemish, shortcoming. But that same nega, if you take achrayas for it and you say, I'm responsible for the nega, then you just rearrange the letters and it becomes oneg, it becomes the greatest pleasure. Yaakov Avinu Yaakov Avinu lo mace. You know why he was lo mace? Because he was an ish tam lo shem olam. He took the letters mace and he flipped them around the top. V'chula v'chula, the svarim show that the job of a tzaddik, when a person goes to a tzaddik, meaning one of the true tzaddikim, the tzaddikim ha'amitim in the world, what he helps you to do is he helps you to rearrange the letters of your life and to show you that you can do it, that you're responsible. And the job of Amich Kulam Tzaddikim is to comfort ourselves with this feeling of the letters of the Aleph Beis are all there. Everything that I need in my life is there. All the ingredients for being successful are there. It's just a matter of now Aleph Beis putting them in order instead of them being all backwards and jumbled up. So, to end with a story, which I seem to be saying a lot these days. I feel myself saying this a lot these days. Maisa with students of Yisrael Salanter came to him and he said to him, Rebbe, I want to be good. And Yisrael Salanter said to him, Nusa, be good. So he said, Rebbe, if only I had your midos and the heart of this tzaddik of the Yisod B'Shor Shavoda, and if I had the brain of the Zonagon, and if I had the sweet Nagunim of Raz Hartman, and if I had the organizational skills of Judah Michelle, I don't know. if I had all the kochos of all these different people that I look up to and I respect, so then maybe I'd be able to be something. Now, Yisrael Salanter, the pashtus of this story is just like exactly the pashtus. He looked at me and said, like, you don't need any of those things. Your head with your heart, with your midos, with your organizational skills, with your nigunim, you'll be able to do just fine. You'll be able to correct yourself. You have all the ingredients that you need. Now comfort yourself by putting the letters of the Aleph back in order, by taking responsibility for your life. And when you do that, so then you see that by going back to the Torah, which is referred to as Meshivas Nefesh, that which restores the soul, you go back to the text of the Torah, and the Torah will help you to put everything back in order. Imatam amin sheyecholim lekalkel, if you believe that you can break, ha'amin sheyecholim letaken, believe that you can fix. Kein yiratzeh.